Hello, and welcome to French Tech News with Chris O'Brien and Ethan Pierce, an audio and video podcast highlighting important stories in English in the world of France's startups, its entrepreneurs, investors, and ecosystem leaders. Our objective is to continue to open this incredible ecosystem up to the Anglophone startup and investment community worldwide. And speaking of the podcast, head on over to Apple or Spotify and search for French Tech News and give that a subscribe. There you will find all of our past discussions and interviews. So we continue our wonderful interviews with fascinating people here at France Digital Day, which is an ecosystem event, France Digital, which maybe we'll ask Benoit to explain a little bit their mission. But as kind of the lobby and defender of what's going on in the innovation ecosystem in France, has this fantastic event where we get to talk about things. And we're excited on French Tech News today, Chris and I, to have the co-president of France Digital, but also I think it's chairman or founder of Urizeo, but I'll let you explain the exact title because we actually just pulled this one off kind of last minute, so I'm poorly prepared. But we are going to catch up and have a great discussion. But Chris and Benoit, lovely to have you here and lovely to get the chance to dive in.
Hello. Hello
everyone. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
So fix me there. What is your position at Urizeo?
So I am a managing partner on the venture and growth activities. And before that, I was the founder of IDinvest, you know. And we decided like 3 years ago to join forces with Urizeo. So now we become part of the Urizeo group.
Excellent.
And you just changed the name officially on IDinvest to...
Yes, so IDinvest, the new name of IDinvest now is called Urizeo Investment Manager.
It's one brand across.
Exactly, and I'm personally the CEO of Urizeo Investment Manager, and particularly managing partner for growth and venture within the Urizeo group.
And for our listeners who are outside of the ecosystem, they probably don't realize how influential IDinvest has been in the beginnings of the French tech and what you've done. So I don't know if there's any, a couple really exciting success stories that you could just throw out there, but IDinvest is really one of the key players in having helped finance the growth we see in French tech today.
Exactly. So we started like back 20 years ago at IDinvest. At that time we were called like AGF Private Equity. We are part of a French insurance company. So we developed the business with my partners. And then we spun off from Allianz back in 2010 to become IDinvest. And 8 years down the road, we merged together with Urizeo to become what we are today. So we are very proud of all the paths that we did from a very small insurance company to become part of a large private equity firm, Urizeo. Now, just to give you some number, Urizeo managing close to 25 billion euro under management within different asset class, venture, growth, debt activity, and large cap private equity. And we are a total team of about 300 people with 10 offices over the world. So we are a major player, and we are very optimistic for the future to increase significantly our asset under management.
Well, and it's probably, I mean, the evolution is probably great timing in the sense that, particularly in Europe, the last 2 years, we've seen a radical change in the funding spectrum. I mean, we were joking just before we started, but, you know, yesterday we had $1.2 billion awarded to two companies. That was unthinkable, I'm sure, when you started the firm, but even just a few years ago. But that really points to how the game has changed in terms of these huge international private equity, growth equity firms coming in very aggressively to back these French startups and European startups as well.
Exactly. So yesterday and today, total announcement is something like 1.5 billion, which is huge. Of course, it didn't happen yesterday. I mean, just announcement were done yesterday just to be just on time for the France Digital Day. So obviously, or unfortunately, it's not like every day. But so the amount of money raised is just incredible, you know. You know, I've been in this business for the past, 25 years. And the way we do operate today as compared to 25 years ago is just day and night in terms of monies that we're managing, in terms of the size of the company, in terms of the growth of the company, in terms of revenue, employees, and so on. It's just incredible. So we are very proud of that. And for me, the best criteria to show that the French tech is is real. I mean, is that more and more, not more and more, like in all the French company who are raising money, most of the time there is a US fund coming to invest a significant check in this company. And so for me, just a criteria. And so like another criteria, like 10 or 15 years ago, when a US fund wanted to invest in a French company, the first thing that the US fund would ask to the company was to flip the company for the French company to become a limited company, like a Delaware company, because for US people, investing in a French company, it's like for French people investing like in Africa or whatever. So it was like a systematic requirement. And now when people like GA or KKR invest in a French company, well, they invest in a French company. Yeah. So for me, it's just a signal, but it's a high signal.
And when we look at the, you know, we've seen, we had a couple, unicorns aren't the end all discussion, and in other places it's decacorns now, but still as a sign of things, you know, we only had four or five up until this year, and this year we've had another like 13 or so show up. But there's also so many that are French in their DNA, but that aren't based in France. So a perfect example to go with the anecdote you just gave is like Algolia, which is two French people who built a company, went to Y Combinator, so they flipped it to the U.S. They've built that company in the Valley. At the same time, two-thirds of their workforce is based here in Paris. It is not a French tech company, except, isn't it? And so, you know, I think the world is probably not the world that understands or follows the news in the innovation space probably isn't aware of how many big French-founded tech companies there are. But now there's going to come a whole wave of them that are very clearly French from France. And I think that's a super story to come to. But I'd like to maybe switch just a little bit to talk about France Digital. I don't know if lobby is the word that you prefer to use in English or not, but this an association that defends the actors of the innovation economy in France. And so the organizers of this event, the title of this one is Values. And last night, the opening drinks were at the Minister of the Environment, at the Minister of Ecology. I think that's very interesting for a tech event to be tied to the Ecological Transition Ministry and all that. Maybe we could talk just a little bit about why this edition is about values and specifically this week, Sustainable Development Week.
We're pretty convinced within France Digital that developing a company, you can develop a company with keeping the value in terms of environment for the society. So it's not either the growth of the company or taking care of the environment and the society. You can do both at the same time. And what I'm saying myself is that we are kind of lucky. I'm very lucky because I'm working in the digital industry. And you know, thanks to the COVID, unfortunately or fortunately, the COVID was a big booster to a portfolio company. No one could have imagined, like in March 2020, which was 18 months ago, that today, at the France Digital Day, we were announcing like 1.5 billion of money raised, like just in three companies. And I'm sure next week we will have other company who will be announcing some major round of financing. So I guess we are very lucky to be on the good side, as we say in French. You know, I was born in the right part of the peripheric. So I guess we are in the right position to make sure that a lot of people can benefit from this increasing in our portfolio company by making sure that the companies that we are financing are very diverse in terms of diversity for the funding team, for the employees. We can do both at the same time. And myself, I'm a strong believer that we can do we can see both things at the same time without deteriorating our ambition in terms of growth in the portfolio company.
I think we're seeing a lot of, sorry, Chris. No, okay. We're seeing new funds, even one of the topics last night at the panel with Mary Eklund from 2050, just talking about the fact that now we're seeing impact funds and environmentally focused or sustainable development type things focused on that are not raising small amounts just to be kind of symbolic. They're raising big money thinking there's big money to be made in sustainable development, green tech, in doing things the right way. And it's a great shift. And it seems like in France, there is a lot of influence placed on that within the ecosystem.
Definitely. I'm very happy to hear that all these funds were making big announcement in terms of size. Once again, it's not a small fund. And I'm pretty sure that in 10 years from now, all the major funds will have shifted to this kind of philosophy. It's not a philosophy, it's just a way to make investment. And once again, you can do both at the same time without deteriorating our internal rate of return or deteriorating the growth of the company. So I'm a strong believer in that.
Yeah, it's interesting to follow the Tech for Good initiative that's been, I think, in place for 3 years now, which is obviously kind of a top-down initiative from the government, which we see a lot of here in France. But, you know, when I talk to a lot of brands across different industries and different markets, you know, you hear a similar story that from the ground up, they hear more and more from customers, particularly younger ones, yeah, who are asking about these things. What is your impact? What is your diversity goals? How, you know, if I associate with you, buying your products, going to work for you, doing anything, that I want to know what your values are. And so they're hearing that from a groundswell, so to speak. So it seems like, you know, in France, you particularly have two dynamics there that could be an interesting intersection if they can really leverage that.
Exactly. And you know, for me, the Tech for Good, like maybe 2 years ago, it was like more like a slogan. I don't know how to say that in English. And now it's a strength of France Digital. So, and you know, when young people are working in companies, the first question they ask for the company is, what will be my mission? Will it be beneficial for the environment, for the society? Which was not the case 10 or 15 years ago. You know, when I started working like a long time ago, it was no way I could have asked this kind of question to my employer. So it was totally nonsense. And now it's embedded and people are getting younger. People are getting younger and younger, especially the founder are getting younger and younger. Like 10 years ago, we were financing, the youngest founders that we were financing was people in the mid-30s. Now we are financing more and more people in the mid-20s. People who were just were still in business school, who started a business at the in the middle of the business school, which was not the case 10 or 15 years ago. People are smarter and smarter. Of course, they are digital native, which I'm not, and I will never be a digital native. That's it.
Me neither. I'll never be on TikTok. But I can remember, you know, when that initiative was launched. I mean, it was also interesting because the tech industry seemed like it was at a real crossroads. You know, I came from Silicon Valley, and there was a real kind of hero worship mentality of entrepreneurs in tech. And the assumption is, you know, innovation was driving progress. And a few years ago, there was a real question starting to emerge, a rethinking of that, wondering, is a company like Facebook or Amazon or Uber, are they really making our lives better, or are they tearing the fabric of society? And France mm-hmm. kind of stepped in with this initiative saying, hey, let's talk about the values here. And I think many of those companies are still facing those questions in terms of, you know, what is their impact? You know, are they contributing to a better world or not on many different levels? But, you know, in some ways, it seemed initially like it was a bit of a marketing thing for them to join in. But I think from there, it's really grown into a bigger discussion. I mean, you see companies like Vestiaire, you know, that are
a good example,
genuine,
yeah.
you know, tech for good, yeah. but also great businesses.
Of course, yeah. Once again, you can do both at the same time. Yeah. And very proud of being part of this journey. So once again, I'm very lucky.
Yeah. It's a great time to be, I think, in innovation, yeah. whatever side of it you're on, whatever part you're contributing to. And it's a great time, I think, to be in the French tech version of innovation, because I think this ecosystem is just, you know, people, it feels, for a lot of people on the outside, it feels like an overnight success, but this has been something that people have been working very hard on for a long time. And apart from SoRare, many of these big fundraises and big notifications recently, companies that have been around for 8, 9, 10 years, SoRare's young, but still worked very hard to get here. But it's a fun time to be in this place.
Definitely.
So just to round us out, is there anything else you'd like to add about Irizeo, France Digital, all the good stuff that's happening right now?
Well, we just want to keep going to make sure that the industry is still growing. So a lot of we accomplished quite a lot of things so far, and we need to continue. I mean, it's like a bicycle, you know, you have to to ride your bicycle without stopping, otherwise you're in bad shape. So
let me just follow up very quickly on that, because this is something I'm wondering. I mean, you can look at the French tech system and see these big numbers, these big checks being written. Seed rounds are really, you know, there's a lot of new seed firm. It seems like so many of the problems on a superficial level that we talk about 4 or 5 years ago have been solved. I don't know if that's really the case, but aside from the values and tech for good, from the French Digital perspective, or you know, your investment side, what are the challenges facing the ecosystem? Is it talent?
It's talent. We have the money. You know, we have a seed fund, early stage fund, growth fund. Maybe not enough, but we have the money, and the talent is the most rare resource. So we need more talent. And you don't create talent overnight. It takes time. So, and we're in good shape.
And I think that, you know, there is that constant and continual discussion around the growth capital, but that will come. But also, when we look at the case of So Rare, it's a French company here in Paris that didn't stop SoftBank from coming in and putting in a large amount of money. And I think it was Silver Lake that was in the miracle round.
Exactly.
It'd be great to have more European growth capital, but it doesn't. We're seeing great examples right now that says that if the companies are worth it and they're building great things, the capital's coming anyways.
Exactly.
Exciting to see.
Exactly. It's a good one.
Benoît, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for the organization of a great event for the ecosystem here to get out and get to meet everyone and see good things.
Thank you very much for spreading the word.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you here. And we look forward to other good news about the French Tech ecosystem. Thank you for joining us at French Tech News, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Want more news and stories from France's incredible innovation ecosystem and its entrepreneurs? Subscribe to the French Tech News with Chris and Ethan on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and switch on notifications to be informed of new episodes as soon as they are released. You can connect with Chris and me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. I am at Ethan Pierce, that's ETHANPIERSE, and Chris O'Brien is at O'Brien, OBRIEN. Let us know if there are guests that you would like to see on the interview podcast or Clubhouse, as well as any stories that we should take a look at. As always, thank you for listening, and see you next time.